Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, that was Renfield, and Renfield. So, Nicholas Holt is Renfield, a familiar, albeit in the vampire sense, to Nicolas Cage's over-the-top Dracula. This Renfield is not the simpering slave to a blood-sucking monster of old. Nope, if anything, Renfield is a bit done with the whole fetching of victims and disposing of corpses on behalf of his belligerent boss. He wants something more. He wants a normal life. But Dracula, it seems, won't let him go that easily. At the beginning, Renfield skulks off to group toxic relationship therapy sessions, thinking that A, he can change his life, and B, feed many of the group's abusers to his always hungry master. As he sees it, it's a conscience-free crime, while spreading some goodness around. But Renfield's subterfuge is about to be exposed when he eats some bugs, temporarily gains Dracula's powers, and kills a bunch of henchmen from the local drug lord, as you do when you go out for a quiet burrito. However, his John Wick-like moves don't go unnoticed by super-diligent cop Rebecca, as played by Awkwafina. Rebecca, you see, has anger management issues, and Renfield keeps appearing at crime scenes for which he's accidentally responsible. And the rest of the movie predictably plays out like this. Renfield comes clean, he asks Rebecca for help with Dracula, and when the anger management cop and the rebellious Renfield finally square off against the dentally delicious Nicolas Cage, claret hits the ceiling in a dozen different directions. And that's all good. Or rather, it would be had Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clements' What We Do in Shadows hadn't got there first. But it did, and there's the problem. Unfortunately, the rebellious familiar despairing with the unreasonable vampire thing has already been done, and done well, if not better. Harvey Guillen, who plays the TV show's hapless familiar, gets a lot more screen time to channel vampiric angst than Nicholas Holt's 93 minutes, and it shows. With Holt relegated to a younger Hugh Grant impression, which it has to be said is pretty freaking marvellous, Renfield ends up being a movie with some dead spots when the veins of laughter should be gushing like it does on TV. That said, all this talk of comparisons is to ignore two blood-soaked elephants in the room. One, Nicolas Cage is Dracula. And that statement alone is a movie in its own right. And it has to be said, the face-off star doesn't disappoint here. Flipping between Klaus Kinski's wistful Nosferatu and something all the more boisterous yet burgundy is never as hammy as it could have been, and so congrats to him. Nick Cage sticks the landing with a great flourish and aplomb. The second, though, is the movie's scribe, Robert Kirkman. He of Walking Dead fame, Kirkman is no stranger to shuffling corpses or dangling entrails, and so it feels strange that his next cop caught in the middle of its storyline is so lightly penned. Yes, I'm looking at you here, Rick Grimes. Sure, Awkwafina is doing what she's asked to do, and it's everything you'd expect, but compared to 2019's The Farewell, you know she can give so much more if the part allows her to. So whilst as a movie, Renfield never really outpaces its lurking comparison to What We Do in Shadows, nor the plodding plotline of a bad gang meeting an even badder vampire via a familiar who only wants to do good, it's still a decently executed affair. Saved by Nicholas Holt's gift for timing and deft deadpan sense of loss, Nick Cage sets the screen alight with his fangs firmly set to operatic as the mayhem falls where it may.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.